We still have a couple of more very critical weeks to go. There will be days in the coming weeks that will be much worse than others in terms of the fire danger. But in a general sense, as we get into June, and I don't want to be too optimistic here, but unless something goes really wrong with climatology, we should start to see some more moisture in our air and some of those daily showers and thunderstorms.
Can't get here fast enough. So, Judy, it looks like the burn ban is going to be around for a while longer.
Yeah, because we need significant rain. So it's not just a drop here and there. So
yeah, I want to add to that point, Judy, because, you know, just because we are rainy season here, it's not, this could be a long-term problem. I think if we could just, you know, rub our crystal ball and get exactly what we want here, it'd be a very weak tropical storm that spreads sustained light amounts of rain in a very uniform way across the entire state without lightning.
So lightning is one cause of fire, but Judy, you were saying human cause is even more prevalent.
It is. We can mitigate this problem. Because, I mean, Smokey Bear's been around for years saying only you. And I hate to use that term, but I mean, only you. It takes all of us to stop this problem. You can't just have that fire in your backyard or dump your charcoal grill. You know, that's why the burn bans are in place. A cigarette at this point is starting small, you know, grass fires.
Are you seeing arson?
Yeah, arson is a problem in the state. I mean, we have an arson hotline set up for people. And we welcome those calls. If it leads to an arrest and a prosecution, you could be eligible for some money. And people don't understand that if you start a fire, even harmlessly, you know, and it gets away from you, say you have a cooking fire and it gets away from you, you're responsible for it. You're liable for that fire. Not only will you get a fine, if we show up to put it out, you're getting a bill. So when you talk about helicopters in the air and dozers on the ground, that bill can be quite expensive.
To that point, a lot of the first responders to those fires were local fire teams that have equipment and have training that are primarily in dealing with structure fires. That doesn't mean that they're not qualified to go out and be able to deal with brush fires, but they don't have the expertise that the Florida Forest Service, the U.S. Forest Service has in dealing with these. So if they're the first entities that are sent to go out there, it's a huge cost to local communities. I used to be the chief economist for the city of Orlando in the early 2000s, and one of the things that we had to do at that point in time was evaluate the cost every time you sent a four-person crew out on a pumper truck to deal with any sort of situation whatsoever. What did that mean in terms of a fiscal impact to the community? While these are very, very talented individuals, the equipment and the resources that have to be sent by those local agencies are actually a very inefficient way to deal with those wildfires, which are primarily dealt with through bulldozers, prescribed ring burns to stop the progression of the fire, that these local agencies really don't have the resources to be able to put forth. So, you know, again, that has to be factored into the overall assessment of what's going into dealing with these outbreaks.